Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this show is not for the faint of heart. Listener discretion is advised. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope.
Here we are. Let's get inside. You guys can rest for a bit.
Nice place you got here. Is it safe?
It's kept me safe all these years. You coming, or you just gonna let your family stand out there?
Remember, be careful.
I know. I think we can trust him.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
You want some coffee or tea?
Coffee would be great. It's been a while since I've had any.
Oh, tea. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead and make yourselves comfortable.
This place is really nice. It's tucked away in the woods, practically hidden against a giant cliff. Plenty of cover with a few great vantage points to spot anything approaching. Looking around the cabin, all the pictures hanging on the walls makes this place feel like a typical home. Didn't seem like the world was ending here. You think that's his wife?
Probably. I wonder if he has anyone else with him.
I'm surprised she stayed as calm as she was out there.
She really seemed like bouncing around while we were running. She kept giggling the whole time.
What a goofball.
Yeah. Hey, it looks like he was in the military.
That explains his precise shots. He didn't miss once.
Yeah, we got really lucky.
I still wonder why he helped us at all. I mean, I'm grateful, but he doesn't even know us.
I don't have to know someone to help them in a time of need.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by that.
That's fine, I understand what you meant. In the world crumbling all around us and people going crazy, it's not easy trusting anyone. Luckily, I'm pretty good at reading people. Here, I hope you don't mind lemon echinacea.
That's perfect, thank you.
Don't mention it. If you want sugar, I got some in the kitchen. Don't have any cream, though.
Black coffee is perfect. Thanks. Oh, that's good. So is it just you?
Yeah, just me. Don't get too many visitors out here.
You don't have any family around?
I got a son in Texas. Last I heard, he managed to get to a quarantine zone. That was a while ago, though. Radios here all been silent since.
So, there are zones still active?
Or I know, there were a couple that managed to hold out. I wanted to go, but at my age, I'm not sure I can make it that far.
Maybe he'll try and make it to you.
Not likely. I told him to focus on his own safety. He knows I'll be fine here.
From what I've seen, you're pretty well set up. How long have you lived here?
Almost 40 years now. My wife and I got this place when we were first married.
That's a long time. Where's your wife, if you don't mind me asking?
She passed 9 years ago to cancer.
You guys seemed really happy together from all the photos you have. What was she like?
Diane was a saint. One of the nicest women I ever met. She always liked to look after people and give help wherever it was needed. I try my best to live up to her standards. She's the reason I stay. This was our home. We raised our boy Arthur. We have so many beautiful memories. I just can't bear to leave this place behind.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
I can tell how much she means to you.
So what were you doing out there? You know it's not safe, especially when you're traveling with a baby.
We were trying to make it to my friends. They live over at the base of Schweitzer. On our way, we ran into a spike strip, and it blew our tires out.
A spike strip, huh?
Yeah, someone welded a bunch of them together.
Sounds like something Gavin would do.
Gavin?
Yeah, after we had some raiders come by looking houses. Said he'd find a way to try and discourage them from coming back. I told him not to worry about it, but I guess he didn't listen.
Did he drive an old blue Chevy truck?
Yeah, why?
When I was running, I found that truck with a bunch of equipment on it.
He wouldn't dare?
No. It looked like the dead got him.
Damn old fool! He knew the dangers and still decided to do it, even with a bum hip.
Was he a friend of yours?
No. Just a crazy old neighbor.
Still, we're sorry.
You have nothing to be sorry about. Like I said, he made his decision.
So, do you know about anything happening in Sandpoint?
Last I saw, they closed it up and made quite the stronghold there.
So people survive there? How many are there?
Not too sure. I'd say 20 to 30 from what I could see. They fortified the city area around the fountain. The hotel looks like the main area they stay.
Your friends could be there.
Maybe. I still think we should check their homes first.
All right. What about infected?
There are quite a few throughout the city. But for the most part, they cleared as many as they could from the center up to City Beach.
What looked like the easiest path?
It varies from day to day. Once you three get rested up, we can go to my lookout and check again.
How much of the city can you see?
Most of Sandpoint, part of Ponderay.
That sounds like a great spot.
It is. We built a small tower long ago to have a beautiful view. Who knew that would be this handy?
Do you still have power and running water?
Of course. I got solar with a bank of batteries, a diesel generator in the basement for emergencies. It's enough to keep this place going easily. Why?
I was going to ask if it would be all right if I could wash Hope up a little bit.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You actually could use a shower. Not to be rude, but I can smell how long it's been.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, trying to bathe lately has been a pain. It'd be nice to finally wash all this grime off.
We can do it in turns. Maybe you and Hope go first, and I'll shower after. That way we have lookouts just in case.
No need to worry about that. We're pretty safe here. I've got precautions in place to keep away pests. But better safe than sorry.
Okay, I'll make it quick.
Take your time. No rush.
All right, don't blame me if the hot water runs out.
Quite a spitfire, isn't she?
Tell me about it.
The bathroom is at the end of the hall, on the right.
Thanks.
So what's with the hesitation back there?
What do you mean?
Why didn't you fire?
Well, to be honest, I was about to.
But you didn't. I've seen that same look before.
I don't know what you mean. You were taking them out quicker than I could move.
Son, You know what I'm talking about. You were thinking of calling it quits before you aimed at them. In moments like that, you can't hesitate. You've got a family to care for and to watch over.
Well,
that judge on your hip holds 5 rounds. It may be loud, but you could have easily taken care of it.
Not with only 1 bullet left.
Jesus Christ! And you are still going to fight? I may have misjudged you, but that just won't do.
What?
Come with me. I got something to show you.
Okay. When Clint took me into his den, to a door with a padlock, I didn't know what to expect. When he opened the door, what I saw blew my mind. Oh. My. God.
Beautiful, right?
You collected all these?
I've been collecting ever since I got out of the military. About 4 years before I met Diane.
And she let you keep doing it?
Half of these are hers. She was a collector as well.
It was a room about 12 feet wide and 20 feet long. Along each wall were metal cages full of all types of guns. Reloading benches next to those, and at the very back, shelves full of ammo. This guy had enough for a small army. I guess being a collector comes in handy during an apocalypse.
Okay, I need to get you a better way to protect your family.
I feel a little guilty not telling him, but would he still be this nice if he knew we weren't a family like that? I don't see the harm, so I hope Journey goes with it.
I think this one and these would be the perfect match. Here, these are yours, and these are for your lady.
She's, I'll have to check and see if she'll want it. Why are you giving these to us?
You got a family to protect, so it's only natural. Plus, my wife would have done the same. I gotta do right by her.
I can't thank you enough.
This is a great survival rifle. The AR-7 was designed in the 1950s by Eugene Stoner. It was adopted by the U.S. Air Force as a bug-out gun, or get-me-home rifle, because of its ability to be stored and its lightweight. It shoots .22 long rifle, which is easy to find in abundance.
You know a lot about guns.
It's a hobby of mine. Have this pistol. It takes the same ammo, so you don't have to worry about finding different types.
These are a lot quieter, too.
That's the point. You'll be able to take out mostly anything and be able to defend yourselves. Everyone thinks a .223 or 5.56 millimeter is the way to go, but now you don't have to compete for ammo.
I didn't think about that.
Here's a few extra clips and some boxes of ammo. This should keep you going a while. And here. It's a box of .45 longs for your cannon. Only use that when you got no other option.
You're a good man, Clint. Thank you for all your help.
Not a problem. I'm glad to be of assistance.
Maybe our world isn't just full of monsters. There are still good people out there. It's just hard finding them. But I have hope, in more ways than one.
All clean. Yes, we are. Your turn. What's all that?
Clint gave us all this stuff.
Really? Clint, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Gotta protect the family. And this'll make it a lot easier.
Alright. I think I got the pack all set. I'm gonna take a shower real quick. And then we can chat some more.
Sounds good. I'll start making some food then. I bet you're pretty hungry. I have some applesauce for her as well.
Ooh, I think she'll like that.
I'll make mine quick.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ah, oh, that stew is delicious.
I can't remember the last time I had a meal that good.
You guys should take these as well for emergencies.
Are those MREs?
Yep. They're good in a pinch, but otherwise nasty. They keep really well, though.
Thanks. Okay, we should talk about our plan.
Okay, what were you thinking?
Hey, Clint, how far are we from the base of Schweitzer?
I'd say 6 miles at least. But it's all back roads from here.
Are there any places where we might find a car?
Yeah. Yeah, a few, actually. When we go to the tower, I'll point it out.
Do you think they'll run?
I don't know. It's possible.
Okay. We get a car and head over to your friend's place. If they aren't there, we can try and find a safe path to where those people are held out. It might be the best option for the night.
Are you sure? We should try and scope it out first if we can.
We should head to the tower so you can get a good look.
You ready?
Yep. All set.
All right. I'll take Hope. We set off for Clint's tower, up a steep hill behind his cabin. Railroad ties were carved into the hill as steps, making the trek a little easier. When we reached the top, we came to a tower that almost looked like a fire lookout. Stairs wrapped around each side, all the way up to a little shack at the top.
Wow, that's a big tower.
It took a long time to build, but the view was worth it.
I bet. You can almost see everything from here.
Let's get to the top. I've got my scope up there.
When we reached the top, the view was even better than I imagined. You could see just how beautiful this area is. Take in that view. Just amazing.
Makes me wish I had a camera.
This was her favorite spot. Come and relax.
Your wife?
Yeah. So many great memories. The scope's right here. Go ahead and take a look.
Okay, just over there?
Yeah. Should be able to spot him there.
Taking a look around, I found what we were looking for. Streets were blocked and barricaded, cutting off most of the main streets. It all looked cobbled together using whatever they could. Tipped over semi-cars, framed wood walls covered with metal and barbed wire. But there are people there. A lot of people. Journey, you should check and see if you recognize any of those people.
Good idea.
You see anything yet?
Nothing yet. Wait, I think that's Julie. She was one of my friends who lived at the base of Schweitzer.
Maybe we cut that part out of the plan, then?
Yeah, most likely. If she's there, the others have to be there as well.
Can you see anyone else?
Hold on, I'm still looking. There's John and Sarah. If they're there, they're all there. We can just go down there. I'm pretty sure they're all there.
So, Clint, where was it that we could possibly find a car?
It's not far. You can see it without the scope. It's right over there. Should be a couple to try, and the keys should be in the glove box or under the seats.
You sure you don't want to come with us?
Yeah, it's got to be lonely out here all by yourself.
Nah, I'll be fine. I have to take care of my home.
All right.
Thanks again for everything.
Not a problem. Just promise me one thing.
What's that?
You keep Hope alive. She'll bring hope to a lot of people.
Count on it.
She will hear stories of Grandpa Clint.
Well, better get moving before it gets any later.
All right. Take care of yourself, Clint.
You three as well.
Brian, over here. I think this one will work.
Did you find the keys?
Yes, I turned the key and it's got power. You drive this time though, okay?
Okay, here. Take Hope. I'm going to check the other cars real quick.
Sure. What are you looking for?
A car seat, hopefully.
I didn't see one in any of the cars I searched.
Let's keep an eye out as we go then.
All right, let's go.
So we're looking for Pine Street. That looked like the safest route.
I'm pretty sure it's right over there. I think this road connects right to it.
Let's find out. I hope we are doing the right thing. Hoping we can trust these people enough to make it through the night. After that, I don't know what to do. Do we keep going? Or do we stay?
See? Right there. Pine Street.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Not funny.
Sorry. Okay, keep an eye out. If you spot anything, call it out.
All right. Just drive safe, okay?
Don't worry. We'll be fine.
I can't believe they made all of that.
I know. It's pretty impressive how much they were able to block off. There looked like quite a few people there as well.
I'm glad my friends made it, but I didn't see all of them. I hope they made it out safe.
We'll find out soon enough. See anything yet?
No, not yet. Just a lot of damage.
It's not as bad as I was expecting. A lot less carnage, too.
Seems like most people got out pretty quick.
I think we're coming up on it now.
Should we stop and scope it out, maybe?
No point. They already see us coming.
What? Where?
On top of that building there. There's a lookout watching us now. Be careful. I'll get a little closer and see what they do next.
Maybe I should get out and ask for Julie or Sarah.
That might be best. I'll take Hope once we stop. If it goes bad, get back in the car as quick as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Here we are.
All right, take her. I'll try and make it quick.
Hey, Hope. Hi. Hi. Yeah.
That's close enough. What's your business here?
We're looking for my friends. They lived here. Is Julie here or Sarah?
Hey, Julie. This woman out here says she knows you.
What? Hold on.
Hey!
It's fine. One sec. Journey? Oh my God, it's you!
Thank God you're all right. I was so worried. Who else made it?
Sarah, John, and Brandon. We were all together when it all started.
What about Amy?
We went to get her, but they got her before we could. She's dead.
Oh.
Are you with Kevin?
He didn't make it.
What about Michael?
They're gone, Julie. I couldn't save them.
I'm so sorry. Who is that in the car?
Oh, that's Brian and his daughter Hope.
He has a baby with him? Damn, let's get you guys inside. Come on.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just fine. Brian, meet Julie. Julie, meet Brian and his daughter Hope.
It's nice to meet you guys. Looks like you could use a place to rest.
Pleasure's all ours.
Let's go in and get you all settled.
Is it safe?
As safe as it can be, all things considered.
All right. Shall we go in and get some rest? Yeah, that sounds good, huh?
I'll grab the gear. Julie, do you mind giving me a hand?
Sure.
I can get it.
It's fine. We can handle it. Besides, she seems pretty happy right now.
All right. Looking back now, I'm pretty sure I've broken all my own rules. It's funny, honestly. Never thought I could feel this way again. After finding Hope, things really began to change. The solitary life I forced on myself has slowly melted away, bringing new people. Ones I can honestly say have been a saving grace. I named her Hope because she really liked that word, or name. Now I feel like it's who she really is. She is hope. Not just for me, but for everyone around us.
I'll let you go, just need some time. At your own pace, you need to find your way.
This has been a Mudwalker production, written and created by Mikhail Pollack. Mikhail Pollack as Brian, Jennifer Johnson as Journey, Samantha Feltz as Julie, Corden Baker as Clint. For all future updates, follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Mudwalker Productions. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it.